you how to insert media into a few different places within Simplero. So the first thing I'm going to show you here is how to insert media into a broadcast section. So I've opened up a new broadcast and I've got a couple options here. The first one I'm going to click is this film strip. And what this is going to bring up is anything that is currently in my media library. So you'll see recently added items listed here. I can search for a file in my media library, or I can upload something from my computer. So to do that, I would just click on the browse, and then it's going to show me everything, and I can choose the image that I want to upload. So once I click on it, then I would just hit open. It's going to load, and then once it's done processing, this screen will change for you, as you can see. And so then you can select your alignment of your picture and then the different size options that you want. And so once I've done that, then it will add the image in to there. Now this file also exists under content and then under media files. You'll see it here. So that's another option for you. If you go here to the media files section, you can also upload the media files this way and then place them into your media library, and then you'll have them to use anywhere that you want. So once it's loaded in there, I can also change the name of it. I can edit it if I want to and all that. You can find more about using your media library in our guides. The next place that I want to show you where to load it would also be in your spaces section. So it's going to be really similar. You're going to go to your space. You're going to go to your content. You want to be on a content page. You're going to add in a content block. And then in here, you have two different options of where you can load it. So again, you can be in the body of your content block. You can select the film strip and you can choose something that's already in your media library, search for it or upload it. Or you can go down here where it says media file and you can choose, and it's going to bring up that same screen. Now the difference I'm going to show you. So if I click this and I add it here as a media file, versus on this content block, this one is in as a media file, but I'm going to remove it here and I'm going to add it into my body. So I can now, because I'm putting it in the body, I'll be able to select my alignment and the size. Where up here, when we chose to add it as a media file, it's going to be whatever size it's loaded into your media library at. So I'm going to save them, and then I'm going to show you by viewing that page what the two differences are as far as how they look. So here that image is loaded as the media file. I have no control over the size. If I've got these features set up, my users can download this image or like this image. They can link to it. Whereas when it's in my body, you can see here I was able to control the size, so it's a lot smaller because I'm able to edit that and control that. So those are two options as far as adding it in your space. Now, the other area that you can load it, if you see this little mountain image here, you saw that in the broadcast as well, not just here in the content section. But if you click on that, you can put in a URL of an image, you can type in the description, and then you can set the constraints that way and load that image. Or you can also hit upload an image, choose the image that you want to upload. It gives you that URL for it and puts in what dimensions it's already at, and then you can add it that way as well. So you've got two different options as far as uploading it. This one's going to access what's already in your media library. This one, you would either need to upload it or know the URL of where that image exists. And then if you're in the spaces section, you can add in your media here, but then that's again going to not allow you to control your sizing options because it will pull whatever size that image was when it got loaded to the media library. So that's how you insert images into different spaces within your Simplero.